A reading from Acts chapter 3 and 4. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Moses said, "The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and those who came after him also proclaimed these days, 'You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, "And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed."' God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first, to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness." And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. This morning, I would like to call everyone's attention to Pastor Dreyer. Now most of us know everyone knows Pastor Dreyer and loves Pastor Dreyer. And one of the quintessential facts about Pastor Dreyer is that he is an Eagle Scout. This is a rank, this is an achievement that only 1% of Boy Scouts ever achieve. This is something that says the Boy Scouts of America, from Lord Baden-Powell on, entrust in the Eagle Scouts that they can teach the teachings and the morals of the Boy Scouts to the world for a lifetime. So Pastor Dreyer could teach us more about this than I could, but he knows well the Boy Scout motto is be prepared. For many of you gentlemen, you will recognize this motto. I was a Boy Scout for a couple of years, and I'm sure many of you were too. And in the Boy Scouts, they take this motto very seriously with the things that they teach to the young men. Everything is sort of focused on training young men to become adult men in society. So they teach things like history, knot tying, survival skills, camping, canoeing, athletics, first aid, all kinds of things that men can put in their skill set to be good, strong adults. Now, even if you weren't a Boy Scout, you can understand, because we live in this society that lives and breathes this motto of be prepared all the time. For example, in a lot of other countries, you can buy a brand new car for just a couple thousand dollars without any safety features. But here in America, we see those commercials with those crash test dummies, and when we picture ourselves as those crash test dummies zooming towards the wall, we want to know that it's going to be okay if that's us. So when we buy a car, we want a sturdy frame, we want a seatbelt, we want airbags everywhere. We want to know that we're going to be okay if that's us. Beyond this, we buy insurance for everything. Think about this. We have car insurance, life insurance, health insurance, dental insurance, flood insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance. I even read the other day about pet health insurance. We are a society that lives and breathes in being prepared. And so we want to know if one of our greatest fears is realized, if us or one of our relatives gets sick, if the house burns down, we can call the State Farm man and he will make it okay. So, as we've been hearing a lot lately, this Advent season, we're reminded to be prepared for the coming of the Christ child, but also the second coming of Jesus Christ to judge the living and the dead. And as a society that wants to be prepared for everything that's scary, this is a very uncomfortable thought for us. When we see Jesus teach of the last day in Matthew 25, for example, he talks about the goats being thrown into the fire and the sheep being taken to glory. Now, when I think about that, and I'm sure when you think about that, and especially as Americans that want to be prepared for everything, we think about that, we want to know, absolutely, we want an assurance that when that day comes, it is going to be okay. So, we prepare. And what does our broken, sinful nature do when we want to prepare for something as scary as fire or glory? We look inward. We try to figure out how I can be good enough to stand before God and go on to glory. That's what our human nature does every time. We want to know that we are going to be okay. We want to find the assurance within because we can always count on number one, every time. Right? Usually, sometimes, but here in our text, Peter calls the crowds ignorant, and that's what we're being when we do this too. What we can take comfort in, what this text leads us to take comfort in, what the Advent season points us to, is to take comfort in the death and the resurrection of the Savior who has come and will come again. The text tells us, "Repent then and turn to God, so your sins may be wiped out. The times of refreshing may come from the Lord, that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, Jesus." This is all the preparation that we need, and it has all been done for us, outside of us, by Jesus Christ, through his suffering, his death, his life, and his resurrection. And this isn't lost on us in the church. We gather together for the means of grace, for the word to be preached, for the sacraments to be distributed, where we find forgiveness, where we're drawn into that repentance. In the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we take this so seriously that the men that lead our churches have to move across the country to Fort Wayne, Indiana, to spend 3 years in an all-consuming set of studies to be formed, to be transformed into men who equip the saints to be prepared for that last day and assured that when that day comes, the answer is glory. It may sound like a lot to some. I've had many people tell me that seminary is unnecessary and too long, but if it's my mom in the pews, I want that care taken for the pastor who's going to visit her when she's sick, or deliver her the word, deliver her the sacraments. As the people of God, our families, our friends, ourselves, we deserve nothing less because of what Christ has done for us. But let's remember the best part. We are not alone. Even pastors are not alone with this weight on our shoulders and getting prepared for that last day. God himself has completed the work in our stead. In fact, our text tells us that many who heard this message that Peter proclaims believed. So the number of men who believed grew. The word of God did the work that it promises to do. The Spirit of God planted and grew the faith in them from the hearing of the word that day, and it does the same for us even now. The word of God, along with the sacraments, are the ways in which God serves his sinful, broken people, even ones looking inward, even ones buying pet health insurance. And he gives us that assurance that on the last day, we will be going to glory because of what he did and not we did. And that's all the insurance, all the preparation we will ever need. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which certainly surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds focused on Christ Jesus to his second coming. Amen.